events. Now, turn back, if you would, to Numbers chapter number 21. Let's look at a few of these stories, because these stories are written for us. They're our admonition. They're an example for the New Testament believer and the New Testament church to learn from and be admonished not to make these same mistakes. The Bible says, "Let us not tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents." The Bible says in Numbers 21, verse 4, "And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses." Now, first of all, do we sometimes get discouraged as we go through the way of our lives? Right. Of course. "And the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us out, up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no bread, neither is there any water. And our soul loatheth this light bread." So we can see the exact parallels today with this story. We're discouraged, and the wrong thing for us to do when we're discouraged is to start blaming God or blame the pastor or blame another authority in our life. You know, blame your parents or blame your husband or blame the boss, whatever. The Bible is talking about here that the people are complaining and murmuring. Now, it says that they're claiming that they have no bread. Halfway through verse 5, they said, "There is no bread." But then look what it says at the end. "Our soul loatheth this light bread." So they're saying that they have no bread, but they really do have bread. It's just light bread.